Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud Aleph. We're continuing first in the various ways that different Tanaim and Amoraim began their drashos on the Megillah. So there are a total of 17 different psichos to the drashos on the Megillah. I think yesterday we did the first two, so we have 15 more to go. And in the context of discussing those things, we're going to talk about the reaction that we're supposed to have to the downfall of Rishayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to the downfall of Rishayim. We're going to talk about the effects of Bittul Torah. We're going to talk about the various drashos on the name of Achashverosh and what that name signifies. Also, whenever Tanakh uses the word who in reference to a person, like who Achashverosh, what does it mean? And we're going to give a list of the various kings who were Malach Bekipa, who ruled the entire world, and we're going to discuss Shlomo HaMelech and to what extent Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus may have been somewhat incomplete. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss primarily how Belshazzar made a mistake in cheshbonning the 70 years of Galus Bavel, and then Achashverosh thought that he had corrected the mistake and that he understood when the 70 years of Galus Bavel are cheshbon, but he too made a mistake in cheshbonning the years of Galus Bavel, and that's why they both failed in their usage of the Klei HaMikdash, etc. We'll see that on Amud Beis. But we left off about four lines before the lines get wide on Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Pasuk LaPischa Lahai Parshasa Mehach, I think the third of the 17 psichos to the Parshas, so Rabbi Yishuv to the Darshaning the Megillah. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Pasuk LaPischa Lahai Parshasa Mehach, Vayikashar Sasa Hashem Aleichem Lehitiv Eschem Ken Yosis La'ra Eschem. So that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when good things happen, he's also happy when there's bad for the evil people. So Michadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maplasun Shal Rishayim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy with the downfall of the wicked? Vaksiv B'tzeis Lefnei Achalitz V'omr Hodu Hashem Kili Olam Chazdo V'omr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, notice it says Kili Olam Chazdo, but what it doesn't say is Mibnei Malo Nemar Ki Tov B'Hoda Azu. It doesn't say anything about Ki Tov L'Vishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Maplasun Shal Rishayim, because we have a principle that we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the downfall of the wicked. V'omr Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsiv lo karav zel zeh kol alayla. And similarly, Rabbi Yochanan says, what is the pasuk teaching us when it tells us that lo karav zel zeh kol alayla? Bikshu Malachi Asharis lo mashira. The Malachi Asharis wanted to say shira when the Mitzvah were drowning in the Yamsuf. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, my siyadai tovin biyama atemam shira. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says that my creatures are drowning in the sea, and you're going to sing shira. So you see, Hashem is not happy with the downfall of the wicked. So how can we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy that Ken Yosis lo rayaschem? So Amar Blazar, who enosas avalachei remesis v'dekadami dichsiv Ken Yosis v'loksiv Yisos shmamina, that he's not happy, but others are allowed to be happy, meaning those who are saved from the threat of the evil people are certainly allowed to be happy. So first of all, we said the Malachi Asharis wanted to sing Shira. What Shira exactly does that mean? What did they want to sing on that night? So the Marsha, Mesech Sanhedrin, Daflam Tezim Bey, says Mestama, they wanted to sing Az Yashir. He says the only problem is there's a Medrash in Shemos Rabbah that says that when Klal Yisrael came out of the Yamsuf, the Malachim wanted to say Shira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yiknumu Banai Tchila. You can say Shira, just wait for Klal Yisrael to go first. So it sounds from that Medrash that the Malachim were allowed to say Shira. They just had to have Derech Eretz to allow Klal Yisrael to sing Shira first. So if it was Az Yashir, it sounds like the Malachim were permitted to sing Az Yashir. So the Marsha says, no, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them singing Az Yashir that night, meaning let Klal Yisrael sing first. Yiknumu Banai Tchila means let them sing first tonight, then you'll have other opportunities to say Az Yashir. Eventually you'll say Az Yashir, but not tonight. And the Marsha then suggests that maybe Shira doesn't mean Az Yashir at all. Maybe it refers to Hallel. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to say Az Yashir. He just didn't want them saying Hallel. And the raya that Hallel is referred to as a Shira is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis and Arachin on Daf Yud Lamed Beis, where the Gemara says that Amru Malach Yashar Sinek Rosh Baruch Hu Mnei Ma Yisrael Mnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefenecha Barosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim, where the Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why aren't Klal Yisrael singing Shira on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? So you see that what are the Malachim referring to? Clearly it's a reference to Hallel. That's what we don't say in Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. So you see that that Halal is also referred to as a Shira. So it could be there's a reference to Shiras Halal. Now the Zohar also, the Achron point out, the Zohar also asks this stira about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude toward the downfall of Rishayim, that the Zohar points out, Avod Rishayim Rina, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, sounds like there's Simcha at the downfall of Rishayim, but the Pasuk in Yecheskel, in Parak Yecheskel says, HaChafetz Echvot Mosa Rasha, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the death of a Rasha? Sounds like Hashem does not want the death of a Rasha. So the Zohar asks that stira, and the Zohar answers that when the Rasha dies after Nismala Sa'as Avonosav, after he's already filled his measure of Averos, so then there's Simcha. But if he dies before he's done all the Averos he's going to do, then there's no Simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy about his Misa. So it could be the Achronim explain that maybe our Gemara actually agrees to the Zohar. When the Gemara asks on this pasuk, Kein Yassis, Hakra Kadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Mapalosan Shal Rishayim, that's because the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makdim L'Churban after 850 years, which is 2 years before V'Noshantem, so that we won't fulfill Ki Avot Tovdun. And therefore, the Gemara asks, Hakra Kadosh Baruch Hu be happy with the punishment of Klal Yisrael, but they went to Golus before Nismel HaSa'asam, before the measure was over, before the full punishment was over. So that's why, and in that situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not supposed to be happy with the downfall of Rishayim. There's a lot of discussion on that topic, to what exactly the attitude is supposed to be for Klal Yisrael, and is it the same as the attitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu toward the downfall of Rishayim, and a lot of chilukim made in terms of the different types of Rishayim, but a discussion for a different time. The fourth opening to the Drasha Megillah, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahna, Pasuk L'Piskalai, Parashas Me'alcha, he opened this Drasha from the following, L'Adam Shetov V'Falav Nasan Chachma V'Das V'Simcha, Zem Mordechai Atzadik, that's a reference to Mordechai, U'L'Chote Nasan Inyan La'asof V'Lichnos, and to the Chote, he has the urge to gather together, Zeh Haman, that's a reference to Haman, L'Aseis L'Tov V'Fnei Elukim, Zem Mordechai V'Ester, that's a reference to Mordechai V'Ester, D'Chsev, Atasim Esos Mordechai, Al Beis Haman. Rabbi Bar Ofra, on the fifth drasha, Rabbi Bar Ofra, Pasuk L'Piskalai, Parshas Me'elcha, he would begin his drasha on the Megillah with the following Pasuk, V'Samti Kisi Be'ilam, V'Avadti Misham Melech V'Sarim. So who's Melech V'Sarim? Melech Zuvashti, V'Sarim Zeh Haman V'Asar Banav. The Melech is a reference to Vashti, Sarim is a reference to Haman and his 10 sons. The Sefer Kochav Yitzchak discusses the chiyuv to go greet a melech. The Gemara in Bracha says that a person should always try even to greet Malchei Umos HaOlam, not just Malchei Yisrael, because if you're Zochei, you're going to be able to see the difference between the kavod that's given to Malchei Umos HaOlam versus Malchei Yisrael. So he discusses, is this din the same by an Eishas melech? Would we say the same thing, that a king's wife, that you'd have the requirement to go out and see the kavod given to an Eishas Melech? I mean, you have a similar such thing when it comes to Kavod Talmud Chacham. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed says that by a Talmud Eishas Chaver is Harei Kechaver. They have to stand up for the wife of a Talmud Chacham, just like you would stand for a Talmud Chacham. So it could be that that's the drush over here, that Melech Zu Vashti. So maybe that's the idea, that even Eishas Melech is called a Melech, if Melech is a reference to Vashti. But he points out from the Marsha in our sugi, the Marsha says that the Gemara explains Melech Zavashti not because she was a Melech, that she had the status of a Melech. Melech Zavashti is because she actually came from royal lineage. She was the daughter of Balshetzer Melech Bavel, and that's why Vashti is called Melech, because she was the Bito Shel Melech. But a woman who's Stam and Eishes Melech, maybe that doesn't have the status of Melech. Meaning, maybe there's a difference between someone who has royal lineage versus someone who marries into the royal family. For example, the Torah says, "Som tas melech melech," and Chazal darshan melech v'la malka. That Klal Yisrael appoints a melech; we don't appoint a malka. There's no such thing as a queen. There's no position of queen in Judaism. It happens to be an eishas melech. Okay, she's the wife of a melech, but she's not a malka. So the Minchas Chinuch writes on that mitzvah, "Som tas melech melech," that maybe there's such a din that in the sima, that in the appointment of a king, it's melech v'la malka. But maybe if a king dies and he only has a daughter, maybe there's no such such din of melech v'lo malka, meaning maybe a woman could be a melech if she inherits it from her father, because she actually does come from royalty. So you have such a chiluk that the Achronim discussed, that maybe there's a difference between marrying a melech and being from a royal family. What's also interesting to note over here is the author of this drasha, of this fifth drasha, is Rabba Bar Ofron. So Tosfos points out, yes, that's the girsa. It's Ofron, it's not Ephron, because Ephron would not be the name of any Amora, because we don't name people after Rishayim. So it wouldn't be that you would have the name Ephron. This is a Gemara in Meseches, in Meseches Yuma. The Gemara tells us that Shem Rishayim Yerkam, that you're supposed to, the names of the Rishayim should be rotted and should fall into total disuse. That's a Gemara in Yuma, and Daflam Chesim and Beis, and that's what Tosfos says. It has to be that it's not Ephron, because that would be the shame of a Rasha, and we would never have such a name. However, in the Sefer Melech Sakodesh, he raises the question, how could it be that Shlomo HaMelech named his daughter Basmas? Basmas was the name of a daughter of Yishmael who married Esav, and she was called Basmas, Rashi says on Chumash, because she was Mevasim Ketoris Tavodah Zarah, so she was obviously someone who was very wicked. So how could Shlomo HaMelech call his own daughter Basmas? So he says, that which you're not allowed to call Rishayim Rishayim is Dafka, a Jewish Russia. But a Russia who's a non-Jewish Russia, a guy who's a Russia, so it's Ka'ayin Ve'efes V'tohu Nechshavu, it's not considered even naming after a Russia. They don't even rise to the status of a Russia, and therefore wouldn't be included in the Yisra of naming after them if you use the same name. That's what he suggests. And the Yafal Levi points out that that's counterintuitive. You would think, Adaram, so it's worse. So it's worse to call after the name of a Russia. Who's a guy? The Rishi Umos Olam Lechora are worse than the Rishi Yisrael. The Poshi Yisrael are Mlei Mitzvos Karima. The Gemara tells us that they have all sorts of mitzvos, and that's what it seems from Tosfos over here as well. Tosfos says it can't be that there's Rabba Bar Ephron. But Ephron was a guy. Why not? Why can't there be a Rabba Bar Ephron? No, you see that even when it comes to a non-Jewish Russia, we have the same halacha. There's also a discussion, some of the Achronim suggest, that maybe the reason Shlomo HaMelech was able to call Basmas was that some names of Rishayim, we assume that the name somehow has a bad mazel associated with it, has the mazel of a Russia associated with it. And sometimes we assume that a Russia, in spite of the fact that he had the most beautiful name and that he had everything going his way and that he should have done well because of his great name, still managed, because there's Bechir Chavshis, to be a Russia anyway. But it's not because of his name. For example, Yishmael, there's a Tana Rabbi Yishmael. So the Rishonim asked the question, how could there be a Tana Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael was Russia. So some say he did Tshuva at the end of his life. Others say, no, the Medrash says Yishmael is a beautiful name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen. It's a great thing. So Basmas maybe also is inherently a good name, but it could be used for the bad as well, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech maybe gave this name. The Mabit says that even a name of a tzaddik who's a guy you shouldn't use the name of names of any guy. I mean, he says a big chiddush. He says you shouldn't use any of the names before Avram Avinu. Anyone who lived before Avram Avinu, they weren't being Ovid Hashem with the mitzvah Satorah, so merely shouldn't use any names like Adam and Noach, and you know, and he says and Yefes, our brother-in-law who's Noach Yefes. So we assume not like that. But you find Yefes, it's not a very common name nowadays. But there was a time by that name. There was Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, I think it was, right? You have the name was used at some point. The name Yefes. So it seems that we don't paskin like that. Mabit, that we're allowed to use these names from even before the days of Avram Avinu. Sixth drasha on the very bottom of the Beis. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Pasul Piskalai Parshas Me'acha. He darshan the following. Ki avadim anachem b'avad zeinu lo zavne lo kein ve'yet aleinu chesed lefnei malchei paras. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has directed the chesed of our people to the Persian kings. So Amosai Bizman Haman. That was in the times of Haman. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Pasul Piskalai Parshas Me'acha. And Rabbi Chanin Bar Papa opened his drushes on the Megillah with the following: Hakafta Anos Loshenu Banu Be'eshu V'Mayim. What's Be'eshu V'Mayim? Be'esh Bimenu V'Chanesar Rasha. went into the fires in the days of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, ubimayim b'yimei Paro, and in the water in the days of Paro. Vatotienu l'ravaya, and we've taken out into success and abundance b'yimei Haman. That was in the days of Haman. Eighth Joshua, b'yokum basal b'sklai barashos me'acha, zarcha chasav emunosa l'veis Yisrael ro'u kalaf se'arat yisishuas elukenu. When is it that Klal Yisrael sees that Klal Yisrael, that everybody sees the Yeshua of our God? That happened in the days of Mordechai and Esther. Ninth Joshua, Ari Nohim, the lion is roaring, Vidov Shokek, and the bear is growling, Moshel Rosh Alam Dal, and the evil rule over a poor nation. So what's that about? Ari Nohim said in Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, the roaring lion is referenced in Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. It says about him, Allah Aryeh Misovcha, that the lion comes out of its thicket. Dov Shokeg Zachashverosh, the growling bear is a reference to Achashverosh Dichsivba, Va'aru Chiva Acharai Tinyana Domyel the Dov, that behold, another beast, a second beast is coming after me, and it's similar to a bear. V'tanir of Yosef El Parsim, Shokhum Vishosin Kedov, that's a reference to the Parsi people who eat and drink like bears, Umisravalim Basar Kedov, and are full of flesh. They're fat like bears, umagadlan ser kedov, and they grow hair all over their bodies like bears. Veinla menucha kedov, and they have no rest like bears. Moshal Rasha ze Haman. Moshal Rasha is a reference to Haman. Al Amdal, that the Rasha rules Al Amdal over a poor nation. Elu Yisrael shem dalim in the mitzvos. That's a reference to Klal Yisrael that we're poor for mitzvos, that we severely lack in mitzvos. Reb Lazar pasul epizklai parshas meacha. Reb Lazar, the tenth opening drasha to the Megillah from the through laziness, the ceiling collapses. Over shiflus yadayim yidlof abayis, and through the weakness or the idleness, not using our hands, the house leaks. Because of our laziness in not learning Torah, so the enemy of Hashem, it's a euphemism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's ki'ilu, he becomes mach. What's mach? Ve'in mach ela ani, meaning he becomes poor, he becomes powerless. Shnemar ve'in mach hu me'erkecha. Ve'in mikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shnemar makar v'mayim el Yosef. Makar refers to Hashem. So we see that it's ki'ilu, it appears that Hashem is powerless when we don't learn Torah. Because it's not that Hashem is powerless, God forbid, we're not allowed to say Hashem is powerless, but that it appears that way to people because Hashem doesn't do anything. Hashem is not going to help us if we're not learning Torah. So we have to learn Torah. When Kol Kol Yaakov, then Eina Yadayim De'es of Sholeit, then we're going to see that our enemies are not going to be able to do anything. But when it's not Kol Kol Yaakov, when we're not learning Torah properly, so then our enemies are going to have Shlita. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Pasal Pisklai Parshas Meacha, the 11th Trasha. Shira Malas Luli Hashem Shailanu Yomer Yisrael Luli Hashem Shailanu Bukum Aleinu Adam. What's that? Adam Vlo Melech. Who's going to overcome us? An Adam, but not a Melech. Meaning that's a reference to Haman, and that's how we started the Parsha, to describe how the man that threatened us was not a Melech. Rava Pasla Pisklai Parshas Meacha. Rava Darshan the following 12th Drasha. Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am. When the Tzadikim are raised up, so then the people are going to be happy. But Mishal Rasha Yanacham. And when the Rasha rules, everyone's going to groan and sigh. Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am Zemurchai Vaster. That's a reference to Mordechai and Esther. It's a Ve'yir Shushan Tzala V'samecha. Obe Mishal Rasha Yanacham. And when the Rasha rules, everyone's going to groan and sigh. Zehaman, that's Rav Saman Dichsiv Ve'ir Shushan Navocha. That's why the pasuk says that the city of Shushan was Navocha, was saddened and confused and groaning over the terrible fate of Haman being in power. The Maral explains in Or Chadash that the difference that the pasuk is saying that when tzaddikim are sholeit and they're leaving the world, they're able to be mashpia on the world a certain goodness and a certain tzedek, that people who are in between, people who are not tzaddikim and not rishayim, will follow the leaders. So if you have rishayim who are leading, so they're going to follow the rishayim, and if you have tzaddikim that are leading, they're going to follow the tzaddikim. That's why we use that to explain the Megillah, Because what happens in the Megillah is that you have Haman, who's a clear villain, you have Mordechai and Esther, clear tzaddikim, and then you have Achashverosh, who wavers. When Haman's making his plans, Achashverosh is behind him. When Mordechai and Esther are making their plans, Achashverosh is behind them. So how does Achashverosh? So that's Mervot tzaddikim yismacham, b'mishol Rasha yanacham. Because when the tzaddikim are raised up, the Beninim get, and very often Beninim are people of influence, are going to get caught up with the Rasha, and they're going to do whatever the Rasha does. They're going to follow whatever the Rasha does. Yeah. And when the tzaddikim are given the upper hand, then they're going to follow whatever the tzaddik does. So that's why it's an appropriate introduction to what happens in the Megillah. Rav Masna Amar Me'achar, Rav Masna says from the following 13th drasha to open the Megillah. Ki mi goy gadol ashalo elkim krovim elav, that there were a great nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close to. 14th drasha, Rav Asher Me'achar, O Hanisa elkim v'gomer, that Hashem has done miracles. Vayihi b'mei so we just mentioned, now we'll start to dash in the Megillah, even though we're still going to have a few more psichos. That Vayihi is Vayihi, that it's like a lashon of woe unto us. Shmuel used the pasuk, the 15th drasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't become disgusted with us to wipe us out. He didn't become disgusted with us in the days of the Greeks. To totally wipe us out in the days of Haman. To annul the covenant in the days of the Parsiim. Because Hashem says, I remember, I'm Hashem your God, in the days of Gog Magog. In the days of the Kastim, Klal Yisrael had leadership that stepped up, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. V'loga'altam b'yimei Yevanim, Shemadilam, Shemnatzadim, Chashmonai, Banav, Matzio, Kohen Gadol. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not become disgusted with us in the days of the Yevanim, meaning the way he brought about our salvation is by giving us great leadership. Shimon HaTzadik and the Chashmonaim, Matzio Kohen Gadol, L'chalosam b'yimei Haman, Shemadilam Mordechai v'Esther, and in the days of Haman, he gave us Mordechai and Esther. L'hafer b'risi yitam b'yimei Parsim, Shemadilam Shalbeis Rebbe v'chachmei Doros, that we have the Rebbe's family and the Chacham of all the generations. Ki ani Hashem Elokeim, La'asalava Shein Kolum of Lashon Yichol L'Shalbeim, that La'asalava Hashem is still going to be our God, because he's not going to allow any nation to rule over us. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us throughout the years of Galus is true, we have other nations that threaten us, but then we have great leadership that manages to save us. And then Lasalavo, we're not going to need the leadership to save us, because there's not going to be any Uma or Lashon that's Sholeit. There's not going to be anyone that rules over us. 16th opening drasha, Rabbi Levi Amar Mehacha, Vimlos Arishas Yoshvei Aretz. And then the 17th, Rabbi Chi Amar Mehacha, Vayek Hashar Demisi La'asos Lehem Eselachem, that what I wanted to do to them, I will do to you. Achashverosh Amar, meaning what they wanted to do, they'll have done to them. Achashverosh, what is the Lashon of Achashverosh? What is the name? What is the etymology of the word Achashverosh? So Gemara has four drashas in the name Achashverosh. Number one, Amarav, Achiv Shal Rosh. He is the brother of the Rosh, Uben Gilo Shal Rosh, and he's the Ben Gil, he's like the Ben Mazel, the one who has the same attitude as the Rosh. So what's that referring to? Achiv Shal Rosh, Achiv Shal Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, Shnik Rosh. It means that he's a brother of Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, who is called the Rosh. Nemar Antu Resha Didahava. Ben Gilo Shal Rosh, Hu Harag, Hu Bikesh Larog. He killed and he wanted to kill, meaning Nebuchadnezzar killed, Achashverosh wanted to kill. Hu Hechriv, Hu Bikesh Larog. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, Achashverosh was interested in destroying. Shnemar Malchus Achashverosh v'tchilas Malchusa kasvusitna al Yosher Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. That Achashverosh was a tremendous threat to Klal Yisrael. Achashverosh was a tremendous threat to the Jewish people. You don't get that idea when you read the Megillah, but that in fact was who Achashverosh really, really was. This idea of Ben Gilo, of someone being a Ben Gil of somebody, comes up in another context as well. It's Paskin HaLach in Yardin, Sim Shin Lamed Hei, that there's always a chiv to go be Mevakar Chola, and when a person is Mevakar Chola, he takes away 1/60th of his illness. But the Gemara in Bab Metzia, when it talks about Bikur Chom, being Mekayim Mitzvah Bikur Cholim, and taking away 1/60th of his illness, says that's only if you're Ben Gila. That's only if you're the Ben Gil of the Chola, then you take away 1/60th of his illness. So what does Ben Gila mean? So there are different shittos. The Mefarish and Maseches Nedarim explains, and other Rishonim also, that Ben Gila means that you're roughly the same age. That people who are that for a zakein to visit a younger person to visit a zakein, doesn't take away 1/60th of his cholah. Which, by the way, monei mitzvahs count pikur cholim separate from the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. Probably because of that Indian. Gemilas chasadim in general is do a chesed, do something nice for someone. So if you're mevakir chola and you're not ben gilo, so then it's tam, it's gemilas chasadim. But the particular Indian of bikur cholim that's better than gemilas chasadim is that you take away 1/60th of the illness. But you need to be ben gilo, you need to be someone who connects to that person. So that's what the Farish says means the same age. The Aruch says, and the Tosos and the Rush say, and the Ran, that ben gilo means that you're born under the same mazel, and the same says that the challah was born under, and the Meiri and the others say that no, ben gilo means that you have similar attitudes in life, that you have similar goals, similar aspirations, and the raya that ben gilo means that it means people of similar aspirations and not people of similar age is our Gemara, because here we have in our Gemara we're saying that Achashverosh is ben gilo of Nebuchadnezzar. He was not a similar age to Nebuchadnezzar. We don't know that he had the similar mazel of Nebuchadnezzar, but he certainly had a similar attitude to Nebuchadnezzar. And that's certainly what the Gemara is trying to emphasize over here, that he was trying to, everything Nebuchadnezzar did, Achashverosh viewed that as heroic. Achashverosh wanted to do all of those things as well. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, no, why, what does Achashverosh mean? Shehushchru pneim shel Yisrael b'yamav kisholei kedera. That the faces of Klal Yisrael were blackened in his days like the bottom of a pot. Just like the bottom of a pot becomes black, so too the faces of Klal Yisrael became blackened during the days of Achashverosh. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol shezochru amar och l'rosho, that anyone who remembers him says, woe unto his head. Rabbi Chanina amar, shakol nasa roshin b'yamav, everyone became poor in his days. Shemar v'yasam el Achashverosh mas, he put this terrible tax that made everyone poor. So those are the possibilities of what the term Achashverosh refers to, the name Achashverosh refers to. Who Achashverosh, but we don't just say Achashverosh, we say who Achashverosh, what's the who? Who berisho mitchilas v'atzofo? He was equally evil from the beginning to the end. So the Bar Yosef writes in his in his comments on the Megillah that it's very interesting that we find the Chazal are viciously against Achashverosh. You read the Megillah, he doesn't seem like a bad guy, he just seems like a buffoon, he seems like a fool. But the Chazal were very, very harsh on Achashverosh, and Bar Yosef explains that was what was going on in the Gemara previously. The Gemara said that Esther wanted to write down her story, and the Chacham said, no, kinat mararas aleinu l'bein agayim, and she said, kvark suvani al divrei al malchi parasamada, don't worry, I'm ready in their history books. So he says, what was going on in that conversation was that she said, let's write the story. They assumed that she meant, let's write the story how it really happened, with Achashverosh being every bit as wicked as Haman was, and let's let the word get out there. And they said, well, he's still king, we can't write that, because that's going to be a big problem. So she said, come on, have you ever seen how you know, propaganda? You know, kings know how to write textbooks, they know how to rewrite history. Look how the story is written in their history. We could write it in such a way where Achashverosh won't look like he's so evil. We could write it in such a way where it's only Bederek Rames that we refer to how evil Achashverosh is. But the story still needs to be written. It's better than not writing it at all, and we'll only do a Piramiza. So that's what Chazal picked up on all the Ramazim, that Achashverosh was so evil, but they just couldn't write it down, because at the time that they were writing it, Achashverosh was still in charge. Who Esav? Who Barisho Mitchilas Vatsofo? We have who Esav also. He was a Rasha from beginning to end. Sfasemis writes that Zdafka with these characters, with Achashverosh and with Esav, because each one there's a chiddush that they were Russia from beginning to end. By Achashverosh, the chiddush is he married Tzadekes. Normally a good woman could have a profound impact on a person and help him out, but still he's Brisho Mitchilas Vatsofo. By Esav, Chazal say Veikachas Machlas Liisha, that Nimchulu Kol Avonosav, that when he got married to Machlas, all his Averos were forgiven. We learn from there that person's wedding day, they have a mechilas avonos, but still he managed hu berisho mitchilas avad sofo. And also we're going to say hu dasan vavirim, the Gemara goes on to say hein berisho mitchilas avad sofo. What's the chiddush of dasan vavirim? That not only in Mitzrayim did they cause trouble to Moshe Rabbeinu, even after they saw all the nisim that happened, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring to Klal Yisrael in Tzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf and the Man, they still were omid berisham against Moshe Rabbeinu in the Adas Korach. And then there's another one. Who Melech Achaz, the Gemara says. Who Barisho Midchilas Avad Sofo. That Achaz, the Navi showed him a Mofes. The Pasuk says, Shalucha Osin Yishayahu. And nevertheless, he still was Omid Barisho. Meaning all of these people, the Chiddush is, there were lots of Rishayim in history that were Midchilas Avad Sofo. But the Chiddush by all these people is they had an opportunity. They should have known better. They had a chance to be better. Avram, who Avraham, who Bitzitko Midchilas Avad Sofo. Avram was equally righteous from beginning to end. Who Aaron and Moshe hein betzitkon mitchilas vatsofo, and David hu hakatan hu bekatnuso mitchilas vatsofo. David's described as a katan because he remained equally humble from beginning to end. Kishem shebekatnuso hikten atzmeis l'mishagadu b'menu b'torah. Just like in his younger years, he lowered himself to those who were greater than him in Torah. Kach b'malchuso, even when he was a melech, hikten atzmeis l'mishagadu b'menu b'chachma. He lowered himself in front of those who were greater than him in chachma. It's interesting. It changes it from mishagadu b'menu b'torah to mishagadu b'menu b'chachma. And the Sefer Nachlas Yehoshua explains, based on the Rabbi Yonasan Neibishitz and Yaros Devash, that Torah is limud halacha la'amita, chachma is pilpul v'chakira. So Torah is knowing the facts, knowing what it says, knowing the halachos, and chachma is the depth, the analysis. So b'katnusa, when David was very young, he was osek in halacha. So he's makdin atzmo in front of people who were greater than him in someone who knows halacha is makdin atzmo is someone who knows halacha who's greater than him in Torah. But b'katluso, he already finished learning all the halachos, and he was osik pepilpul and svara, and he was osik in iyun. So then he was makdin atzmo b'frei mishu hayigadun menu b'chachma, someone who was greater than him. But he retained that sense of humility, which is a very great. It's not such a big deal for us to retain a sense of humility, but when you become king, then it's much harder for a person to be humble. If everyone's bowing to you and telling you how great you are and serving you, and you know you're given every, so then you start to believe it. You start to think that you're special. So that was the godless of David HaMelech, that he remained b'katnuso. He remained humble even as he achieved power. Hamolich amarav shamolich me'atzmo. Hamolich, referring back to Achashverosh, now Hamolich me'odavat kush, it means that he was malach me'atzmo. Rashi says that he wasn't from the Zera Hamalucha. That's what it means, Malach Me'atzmo. So I'm a little shvach, I'm a little gnai. Some say there's a good thing, some say it's a bad thing. I'm a little shvach to love inish to chashav l'malcha kavase. Some say it's very praiseworthy, meaning the guy who marries the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter, Lahavdil, so it's because the Rosh Yeshiva thought that he's worthy of marrying his daughter. He had to earn it. Whereas Avami Lel Gnai, some say it's a Gnai, the love of Chazil Malchusei, Umman Yiseru Hudiyav V'kab. That no, that some say it was a Gnai, that he wasn't really Roy for Malchus. He needed to come from a certain kind of Yichus to be Roy for Malchus, but he just paid his way into the position. Mehodu Vad Kush, what does it mean he ruled from Hodu Ad Kush? Ravu Shmuel Chalam or Hodu Besof Olam V'Kush Besof Olam. One says Hodu's at one end of the world and Kush is at the other end of the world. And the other one says that they were right next to each other. But even if you say they were right next to each other, what it's trying to say is just like he ruled over these two places right next to each other, he also ruled over the entire world. So some of the Achronim are bothered. How could he say sofa ulam at sofa ulam? There is no end to the world. The world is round. It's a globe. So other Achronim raised the question, how could Rav and Shmuel argue in a Metzius? Were they right next to each other? Were they from one end of the world and the other end of the world? How could you have such a machlokas and metzius? So that's what the Manos Halevi writes, that it's not a machlokas at all. Everyone agrees Hodu and Kush are right next to each other. One says that when we say that he ruled Mehodu at Kush, it means Mehodu all the way around at Kush, all the way around the globe, and of course we know the world is round. The other one says, no, it means Hodu Kush right next to each other, and Kishem, just like he ruled over this area, he ruled over everything. But it's not referring to going around the globe, and Einu Chinami, it means the same thing. And they're not arguing. From Tifsach until Aza. So Rav Shmuel Chanomer Tifsach b'sof olam v'Aza b'sof olam. That Tifsach was one end of the world and Aza on the other end. V'Chadomer Tifsach v'Aza b'hadi adadi avakaimi. K'shem shemalach al Tifsach v'al Aza kach malach al kol olam kulan. It means that just like he ruled over Tifsach and Aza, so too he ruled over the entire world. Now that pasuk that refers to Tifsach viadaza. So that's the pasuk of Malachim Aleph, right? It says, Kihuro the Bechalever Anar, Mitzipsach viadaza, Bechal Malchayev Anar, Vishalom Hayalo, Mikala Vadav Misaviv. So, Mr. Shem, that at the end of the pasuk should be Makuyim Badaza, Vishalom Hayalo, that Shalom Melch should have Shalom from all of the nations around us. Sheva Vesru Mumeya Medina, 127 Medina. So, Amar of Chista Betchila Malach al Sheva, first he ruled over 7, Ulbsov Malach al Esrim, and then 20, Ulbsov Malach al Meya, and then 100. Elameyata Vishne Chaye Amram Sheva Shloshamashana, my Drash Tabe, you're going to dash in every time it says a number like that. So, what are you going to say when it says how are you going to dash when it says 137 years of Amram? So, Shaini Acha de Kray Yaseru. Now, over here it's an extra pasuk, because Michti Ksim Meholdavad Kush. Sheva Vesru Meya Medina Lamali, it already says Meholdavad Kush. What's it adding when it says 127 provinces? So, Shema Minol, the Drasha. So, we see that's clearly there for a Drasha. Tan Rabbanan, Shlosha Malchu Bekipa. There were three people that ruled over the entire world. There were Malach Bekipa. Tosis points out, we're not going to mention Alexander's Mokdon because there's no pasuk that says it about Alexander's Mokdon. So, there really were more than three, but three that are referred to in Psukim. Veluhein, Achav, Achashirish, Venuvichanetzar. Achav, Dichsiv, Chaya Shemelkech, Yesh Goyim, Amlacha, Shalosha, Chadoni, Shemelvak, Shecha. And then it goes on to say, Varmuayin, Vishbiya, Samamlacha, Vesagoy. That is Mashbiya. V'ilodav ha-malach alayu, heichi masu mashbiluhu. If it wasn't that he was malach on them, how could he be mashbiya anybody? How could he force anyone to swear? So it must be that he ruled over everybody. Nebuchadnezzar dechsev, v'ya agayva mamlacha shaloyitin asavara ba'al malach bavel. That there was no one who wasn't under the yoke of the malach bavel. And Achashverosh haliyamar, Achashverosh, we said, mehod v'ad kush. So we already explained how we know that he was malach bekipa. So the simon of the next piece is Shin Samach Dalid Chaf, which Rashi points out, Simon Shlomo Sancheriv Daryavish and Koresh, meaning we're going to ask about each of these four people that they too were Malach Bekipa. How come they aren't mentioned in our list? Vesu Leka, Veiko Shlomo. What about Shlomo? Says Mar Lo Salik Malchusei. His Malchus was never complete. Hanich Lemanir Melch Vehediot. Lemanir Melch Vehediot Melach Meikel Meimar. That's true that his Malchus was not complete if you hold that he was a Melch Vehediot. But what if you hold he was a Melch Vehediot Vemelech, that he went back to his Malchus at the end of his days, so he did complete his Malchus. Says Mar Shlomo Milsachrita Avabe. Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus can't be compared to the Malchuyos of those who were, the other ones who were Malach Bekipa, because he had an extra Melech that they didn't have. Shemalech Al Elyonim V'Al HaTachtonim. Shlomo HaMelech ruled over the upper worlds also and the lower worlds. Shenemer V'Yosher Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem. And Shlomo HaMelech sat Kaviyachol on the Kisei Hashem, on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means he was ruling over Malachim also. He wasn't just ruling over the world down here. The Sefer Sifsei Chama says that we find that there were other kings in the days of Shlomo. So how do you have that? How could it be that Shlomo was Malach Bekipa if there were other kings that existed? So doesn't that mean that by definition he wasn't Malach Bekipa, that he wasn't ruling over the entire world? So some say no, his influence was so great that even though there were other kings and there were other nations, whatever he said to do, people would do, because he was that influential, he was that powerful, he was so was Ki'ilu, he was Malach Bekipa, because they all followed his lead. He was in the international community, he was the one that everyone looked to take the lead on every issue. So that could be in the Sefer Sfas Emes, not the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, there's a Sefer Sfas Emes that the Masifta quotes from Rabbi Shmuel HaKohen, the author of the Tshuvas Zera Emes. Apparently wrote a Sefer Sfas Emes also, that Malchus Olam Hazeh is not given to Klal Yisrael, and even when Klal Yisrael is Matzliach in the days of David and the days of Shlomo, it never goes beyond the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. We never had people who ruled over more than that, like Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander's Mokdon, etc. It says Shlomo Melech was Mitivsach Ve'adaza, that he was Melech Al Kol Olam Kulo. He says, Lo Bikoach Hazra V'Amulchama Shalat Behem. It wasn't with power, it wasn't by force, it wasn't with war. Ki is Shalom Hayish Shlomo. He was a man of peace. It was just that his chachma was so great that everyone always respected him, everyone always honored him. But it was not that he took over the world, that he was a great conqueror. That was not Shlomo. So, frankly, Mar Vayter Vahavas and Chayriv Dichsiv, Mi Bechal Elokei Haratzos Eila Sheretzilu Elohei Haratzos Eila Sheretzilu Asarto Miyadi, that Ha'ika Yerushalayim Delo Kavsha. Now, even Sancheriv didn't get Yerushalayim. Fourth, Vayikad Daryavish. What about Daryavish? Except Daryavish Malcha, Kasav Lechala Maya Umayav Lishnayati Dayar Mechalar Shalmach and Yaske. That he sent a letter that peace should multiply to everywhere, to all the nations. Sayika Shava Delamalachalaya. But there were seven that he didn't rule over. Dixiv, Shvarkedim Daryavish Vayikamal Machusalach Starpanya Mea Vayestrin. That he only had 120, not 127 provinces. Vayika Koresh. What about Koresh? Dixiv Kaamar Koresh Melch Paras Kalmam Lachosarets Nasan Liashem. That I have all the Mamlachos Haaretz, Hasam Shtabuchi Yitzchak Mishtabich Menafshei. He was just bragging, but it wasn't actually true that he ruled over all these places. Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks in his Hagos that it's not Mistaber to say that he said a Sheker, especially if he said with the Shem Hashem that he was Masker Shem Shemayim. We said earlier when Yeshua meets the Malach, that how did he know? How is he allowed to greet him? Maybe he was a shade. So he said, no, he said the Shem Hashem, and Shadim wouldn't say the Shem Hashem. So if a shade wouldn't say the Shem Hashem, so you would imagine that Koresh wouldn't either say the Shem Hashem in a lie. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden explains that Hashem had promised him through Yeshayahu HaNavi to rule over the entire world, but it was given al Tanai. The pasuk says, "Hu yivne iriv galosi yishlach," and therefore, originally he was mishtebech ba'atzmo ba'emes that he was going to rule over the entire world based on the avtacha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But since the Tanai was not mekuyim b'shleimus, and so he didn't try to build Yerushalayim and to do kibbutz galios, so therefore he didn't end up ruling over the entire world. So it wasn't a sheker at the time; it was based on the avtacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But yamayim k'sheves hamel. So the Megillah goes on to say that in those days, as the king was sitting on his throne, Zachashverosh was sitting on his throne. Ksiv basrei v'shna shalosh l'malchus, in the third year of his malchus. Amar Rava, my k'sheves lachash nisyash v'daito. K'sheves means after he calmed down and he was confident that everything was going his way. Amar Balshetzar chashav v'ta anachashiv navloti ina. He said Balshetzar did a cheshbon and he made a mistake. I'm going to do a cheshbon. I'm not going to make a mistake. So my he what was the cheshbon of Balshetzar that was a mistake? The ksiv ki l'fimalos l'bavel shiv m'shana efkodeschem that. That after 70 years, Klal Yisrael is going to come out of Galus Bavel, Uksiv, and it says by Daniel that Lamalos Lechavos Yerushalayim Shivim Shana. So Balshetzer understood that these 70 years are count from the beginning of Malchus Bavel. So Chashav Arban V'Chamesh to Nebuchadnezzar. You have the 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar was king from the time he took the Malucha from the Melech Ashur, and the Melech Bavel and the Malchus Bavel began. Ve'esem Mitlas to Avil Merudach, and then you had the 23 years of Evel Merudach, his son, Vitarti Didei, and then another 2 years of Belshazzar. So Hashivim, that's 70 years. So once he got to the Cheshbon of 70, Apik Mani Debei Mikdash, he took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, Vishtamishmu, and he started to use them, figuring that the Gula is not coming. So the Gemara, before the Gemara explains what his mistake was, the Gemara explains, how do we know how many years Nebuchadnezzar and Evel Merudach were king? So Nebuchadnezzar Minol Darban V'Chamish Nin Malach. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? Damar Mark is... The Bryce says in Seder Olam, in the beginning of Galus Bavel, that we find the different markers of different days, that Galu B'Sheva, Klal Yisrael went into Galus in the seventh year, it says that in the Pasuk, that B'Shnas Sheva, and we find Galu B'Shmona, that the Pasuk also says that we went out in Shnas Shmona L'malcho, so Galu B'Shmona Esrei, and then we find another Pasuk that says in Yirmiyahu that we went to Galus in the 18th year, and Galu B'Tsha Esrei, another Pasuk. It says we went to Golus in the 19th year. So it's a four-way steer in Psukim. So what's going on? So Golus B'Sheva L'Kibush Yoyakim. We went into Golus in the 7th year of Kibush Yoyakim, which was the 2nd year of Nebuchadnezzar's in the 2nd year of Malchus Nebuchadnezzar, he came to Eretz Yisrael and he conquered Yoyakim Melech Yehuda. So Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yoyakim. In the 7th year after the Kibush was Golus Yoyakim. That was the Golus that's mentioned in Yirmiyahu in the 7th year. And Shehi, which is that's the Golus, that's Shmona L'Nebuchadnezzar, which is the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Golus of the 7th year and the Golus of the 8th year are taken care of. One of them is the 7th year where he was Kivush Yoyakim, and which is the 8th year from the time that Nebuchadnezzar took over the Malchus. The second Golus that it says at the end of Sefer Yirmiyahu that happened in the 18th year, that's referring to Golu B'Shmona Esrei L'Kivush Yoyakim, that was when he conquered Yoyakim, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yoyakim, Golus to Kiyahu, and Tzidkiyahu was sent to Galus, she eats Shias in Nebuchadnezzar, in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. And that's when Rove of the Am was, and the Kleim, together with the Klei HaMikdash, remained behind. And the Gemara goes on to explain how we know that Nebuchadnezzar conquered Yehoyakim in the second year of his Malchus. Damar, Shana Rishona Kibesh Ninveh, Shnia Kibesh Yehoyakim, and in the second year he conquered Yehoyakim. So based on that, we know how many years Nebuchadnezzar was king, because Uksiv, so we see that the Malchus of Evel Merudach began in the 37th year after Galus Yehoyachin, and until then Nebuchadnezzar was still king. So we see Timni and V'tlasim V'sheva, you have the 8 years that preceded Galus Yehoyachin, and then the 37 years after Galus Yehoyachin, Hare Arba V'chamesh Nebuchadnezzar. That's how we know Nebuchadnezzar was king for 45 years. What about the 23 years of Evel Merudach? So Gemara, Tarti Didei HaShivin. And that's just a tradition about those 23 years. And then you have the 2 years of Belshazzar himself. And that's how you get to 70 years. Amr, Hashavadei Sulam Mifriki. So he said, now Klal Yisrael is definitely not going to have a Gula. Abagmani Debei Mikdash Ravishtam Yishbu. So he took out the Kelim of the Beis Mikdash and he used them. Haimu Dekamar Le Daniel. Valmari Shemai Yisramam Tal Mana Divesei Haisiv Kadamach. That you took out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. K'siv bei b'leil k'til b'alshetzar malka kasda. K'siv daryavish meda kibul malchusa kvar shenin shitin v'tartin. So that's how they fulfilled the pasuk. That's what Daniel was giving Musar about. So Amar, so Achashver came along and he said, Ihu mitatai, he made a mistake. Anach hashiv nevloti. Now I'll make a cheshma, I won't make a mistake. Miksiv lemalchus bavel, does it say lemalchus bavel the 7 years? Lebavel ksiv. It says lebavel. Amai lebavel legolus bavel, not the malchus bavel. 70 years counts from when the golus bavel started. When Yehoyakim was sent to bavel. Kama b'tzirin. So how many years differential is there? Timni, there's an 8 year differential. Chashavayil chilufayu. So Achashver started doing the cheshma. Chadad Balshetzar, one the third. Third year of Belshazzar's Malchus was after the first 2 years that was after Belshazzar's celebration, right? So you have one more year of Belshazzar, v'chamish to Daryavish, v'chorosh, and then 5 years to Daryavish and Koresh, v'tarti didei, and then Achashver says, no, I've been in charge for 2 years already. Hashivin! So that's 70. So kivin dechazi demol hashivin of lo'ifrik, he saw 70 years went, and there was no redemption. Amar hashavadei sulum ifrik, he said, now there's not going to be a gul anymore. Apuk mani demay mikdash, v'shtamish, who took out the kelim base mikdash, and used them, basat and rikid b'neim, v'horagas v'ash. And then the Satan came along and danced amongst them and killed Vashti. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow in the middle of the story.